morning we're continuing Chayodom Klal Amazayin Simon Beis. So the first step is that we're now talking about some other points about the Kli. HaKli Tzorach LaHachzik Revius LaPochus. The Kli has to hold at least the Revius. Picturing the idea of washing your hands with a Revius, which Chazal said the minimum amount of water you need to wash your hands is with a Revius, it means that they had to be very, very careful and pour very slowly to get the cover all of their hands with a Revius. A Revius, for purposes of the Rabbanon, can be calculated somewhere between 2.9 to 3.3 ounces. Remember, Schultz is 3.3. Rabbi Chaim Noah holds that it's 2.9. So 2.9 ounces, 3 ounces approximately. Rabbi Kanevsky is on record in regards to saying a bracha achrona, which is in the Rabbanon. So 3.3 ounces is sufficient to say a bracha achrona. And he says really probably 2.9 also. So a person drinks 3 ounces of liquid, he would say a bracha achrona. That same 3 ounces of liquid is a shear, with the kli has to hold for Tzil Sudayim. For Kiddush Friday night, we also require a revius. Over there, Kiddush is on Shabbos is the Raisa. The fact that we say it on a Kais is the Rabbanon, but still, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmer the larger shear because it's part of the Raisa process. The larger shear is the question, how much it is. Rav Moshe is on record that it's 4.4. So preferably a person should use a cup which could hold 4.5 ounces. Again, not a large amount, but over here we're talking about 3 ounces of water is the minimum amount of water you need to wash your hands. Actually, we'll see there's a case where more than one person is going to use that same 3.3 ounces. They clearly were able to wash their hands and get the whole hand covered with a small amount of water. They were proficient at pouring the water in such a way that they could do that. Now he's going to address the problem of that sometimes that a kli will develop a hole, etc. So what status does it have in regards to the halacha of Matil Sudayim? So he's introduced over here two different sizes of holes. There's a size of a hole. And this is Mishnayos in Masechtas Kelim. It's also found in Masechtas Shabbos. The smallest hole which Chazal talk about is a hole which is motzi mashka, which will allow water to liquid to go out. So to drip out, you need there's a very, very minute hole. The fact that water tends to cling together and it has a certain amount of the fact that it stays connected to each other, the molecules attract each other. So very small hole, the water will not drip through. It reaches a certain size, well, water will start to drip through that hole. That's called moitzi mashka. It allows liquid to go out. The next madriga up is a hole which is larger than that, which allows water in. So even if you have a container which has water in it, and you put this kli in with the hole, the hole is large enough to let the liquid in, and that's larger than the hole which lets the liquid out. Liquid out, usually you're working with gravity is helping you to pull the liquid out. Over here, you have to force it in. If it's too small, the liquid will not go in. So that's the size of it's called Kodesh Mashka. Now the Mishnah is at the Shabbos talking about that's the standard size of a hole, which is Mavatal Kli, regards to Hilus Tumah. So a Kli which has a hole, Kodesh Mashka, that it will allow liquid in, is no longer Makabal Tumah. And if it had tumah, and sometimes it's considered the kli is broken and it loses the status of tumah. When if you do a shear on the kli, I mean a raisa, shear on the kli is matar the materials. There's no longer a kli, but it's matar the materials which are there from tumah. There are kalim which are used for larger type of items, not for liquids. They're used for larger items to hold olives. So those kalim, their shvira of the hole, which would make them considered shaver, broken, would be a larger hole. The Mishnah goes through what the assumptions are, etc. But for our purposes, we're dealing with a liquid, so the two sizes we're going to look at are Motzi Mashka and Kernis Mashka. So he says, preferably, there should not be any size hole at all.
Yemenes hole, which is Moitzi Mashka, which regards to Ilchus Tuma, does not take off the Tuma. It's not considered the Kli is broken. So it still has a status of a Kli on it. We'll have a status of a Kli on it, so the Lechard should be good for Tehillas Hadayim still. So that's what he's pointing out, that that's not true. That there's an argument in that regards, and therefore we're Machmer Lechard Chila. That in regard to the Tehillas Hadayim, to consider even a whole which is a Moitzi Mashka, is problematic. Now, the other point he's going to introduce, and then we'll talk about the decision more in the when we read the sif. Where is this hole? Is it in the bottom? Is it in the side? Is it low down on the side? Is it higher up on the side? Let's say you have a situation where from the hole downwards, the hole is very high up on the side of the kli, and it can still hold liquid. It can still hold liquid underneath the hole. So maybe we should just argue that the upper part of the kli is broken. The lower part of the kli is still intact, and that's actually what we hold. That if the hole is higher up, that's not considered a shear on the whole kli, just a shear on the lower part of the kli. But the problem is, if you wash with the kli, you're washing through a part which is not considered a kli, and that's also problematic. So we're going to deal with all these protim in the actual siman itself. Meanwhile, have a good day.